Welcome to the Right Brain Music Podcast, presented by Right Brain Records. I'm Scott, and I thank you for joining us. Today, we meet a trio of musicians whose unusual path has led them to making music that connects the past and future. The group is VARP. They consist of Polina Pohoja, Nata Popova, and Richard Helgren. Each of them is a multi-instrumentalist with classical training. Polina and Nata are Ukrainian, two of the millions dislocated by the war. They landed on the Swedish island of Gotland. As they were acclimating to this new home, they met Richard, a Gotland resident for the past two decades. The three of them struck up a friendship and they started making music together. At first, they played familiar classical works, but they realized a common desire to test the boundaries of their traditional backgrounds. This led them to explore free improvisation. But there's another twist. Gotland has over 100 churches, some of them dating as far back as the 12th century. These spaces offer rich architectural history and ambient sound environments. The trio started exploring these sonic qualities by playing, performing, and recording in these churches. VARP recently released an album on Right Brain Records called Deal with Bergman. In parentheses, there's a story there, too. The music is improvised and recorded in ancient churches and reflects all of the group's influences, including traditional Ukrainian and Nordic, as well as experimental music. Let's hear some of it and meet Richard, Polina, and Nata.
Pronounced VARP. It's the same word as warp. It's a quite ancient word here in Sweden, and also it's a game called VARPA on Gotland. It means literally to throw. When you're weaving, there's like these threads that go on one side. In Swedish, they're called VARP. They're the ones that bind things together. So I guess in one way you could interpret it as like we're doing something that binds together.
War happened with us, and we was like, we just finished our education in academy, and suddenly we came on island, and we have met Richard.
Richard? Yes. Yeah.
And it was just... We just communicated in some case. We had some concerts together. We played academical music, and also I composed something, and Richard also composer, and we played also his music. And then I just thought that Gotland, why this island special? Because of almost 100 churches on a Gotland, and it's super special how they look, the way how they look, how sound. Walking around in the space, I just thought that it's gonna be super cool if we can just go there and just record and just play. So Richard record music, and he I think that's quite professional.
Yeah,
in this.
I'm at least I'm very interested in like how you could record spaces and like how you could working with the recording technology. Yeah,
and then I thought that it is a super good idea. Why not? And then I asked Nata, and she was like, let's do this, because we had already experience in improvisation, and this is improvisation. It's a lot of about connection between people. It's like then you have already you can like communicate with the music through music, and use it like a music language. Started from silence, yeah? Have we started from silence already?
Yeah.
Our system of thinking and how it should work, because by my mind, it can't work just play stuff. It is like a ritual. You are preparing yourself, you're preparing your brain, and you try to listen everything. And we started from silence and for listening what's happening in the room, because many stuff happening. One of the moments in the 20th century that Paulina Oliveres was made with a deep listening. And I didn't know about it, but then I read it and I recognized that we do quite many stuff that she described, and that we need it. We need it now. And contemporary musicians, and especially in improvisation, not just playing, and more about connection between people and with a space and what's around. So we recorded it. It was like in that moment I felt that it's successful. Then we listened it. Okay, I listened it and I was like, no way that we will public it. No way. Prepared for what's mean improvisation in this whole sense, not about jazz improvisation or it's contemporary. It is you should accept what's going on, because in that time when you do this, this is not only you, this is something then can talk also. And even I'm not a religion person, but I'm believing something, and that's it's not just this is some magic of moment, and you should accept it. We went in another church and in another church, and every week I think a trip to some churches.
Yeah.
To just go there and just okay, should we record something here or not? Or because our plan was to record in every church. When we there in a moment, there is a magic, and not it can be like a before we recording and we discuss what everybody feels. Mm. And how you maybe some thoughts and some ideas what we can make.
For me, what's a bit exciting with this project is like we're working. I feel like there's some special meaning with what we're doing, but it's also a bit like in the unknown. We're like, there's some, like, we go to the church and there is some mysteriousness in it. There is something we want to express, but we're perhaps not totally aware of it when we're improvising. And sometimes you can feel it when you listen to it afterwards, like there is some special message here, or some special, almost like mystical discussion between us. And I think that's also with music, since it's not like when you're talking, it's very evident what you're saying, but in music, it's all, you're like still in that kind of dream world where things can mean many things, and you're like perhaps a bit nearer the unconscious in some way.
Yeah, it's like a sort of meditation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes after our sessions, I feel myself like I'm empty now. Yes, because all my energy goes in the church or in the space.
The acoustics are very special in these old churches. And I think also, I feel like these churches, they have been like for like thousands of years, people have gone there and with like in times of need perhaps. And it's like some kind of special energy in the churches because of the layers of time. Also a bit freeing for you, like to just pick an instrument and just, it's not super important that you're like a virtuoso on that instrument. It's yeah. Like just, it's what you want to express a feeling, and if you can do it on that instrument, it's totally suitable.
Yeah, but I'm like trying to analyze if I will do this in Ukraine, everybody will tell like, what doing? Like, you can't do this. No, you can't just play months and then record. No, you should work 10 years and then. But here, like, why not? It is interesting when it is also interesting improvising with the people who have no idea about music, and they improvise super interesting, actually.
You've been listening to the voices and music of VARP. Learn more about the group, link to their music, and see today's playlist by visiting rightbrainrecords.com/blog and selecting the entry for this episode. You've been listening to the Right Brain Music Podcast, presented by Right Brain Records. You can visit us at rightbrainrecords.com. Farewell for now. Join us next time.